All right, so I guess this is a new podcast. The extended version of Rock's World. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm literally like walking around my room right now trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to wear today. And I don't know exactly what I want to wear, but I guess let's get my day started, right? So, I mean, today I'm wearing like this green sweatshirt looking thing with, I guess, some pair of jeans that actually fit. I'm about 6'1". I weigh about 320 pounds. Yes, I'm a heavy boy, but hey, it is what it is at this point. Yeah. So I gotta find a pair of jeans, but I don't know. What do I have on the docket today? I'm definitely doing work in the AM. About to jet off and go to the office, and then once I leave the office, I'm coming home to get this place cleaned up. I mean, that's me. That is what I have planned today. Nothing special, nothing amazing, none of that. Yeah, so as soon as I find my jeans, we can get into this next segment. All right. All right, so I'm actually in the car on my way to work, and normally when I get in the car, I'm definitely getting ready to tune into something that has been a track that's just related to me. You know, if you listen to Sipworthy Podcast, then you know I'm the music man. I'm so into music, and this week a song that I'm really relating to is one that I heard when I was watching Dear White People on Netflix. It for some reason, like, it was at the end of, I think, episode 6 or 7, and I just related to it so much. It really hit the core of my soul. It is a song called Face by Brockhampton, which is also a group that I really enjoy. They're doing really amazing artistic things with their music, and it's really something that I just can relate to my core. So yeah, check this track out, Face by Brockhampton, and then I'll be right back to wrap the show up, I guess, with kind of what my final thoughts are before I start my day. So, Face by Brockhampton, here it is. Yeah, so that was Brockhampton. Did you hear the melody in it? Like the just tell me what you waiting for. Face, like all of your, I really think the song alludes to just like facing your fears in a way, like facing your senses, facing what is holding you back. I mean, you can take and iterate or imagine the song in any way or any retrospect, but for me, that's kind of how I feel. I kind of feel like it's just like you gotta face whatever it is head on, no hesitation, no holding back. And I think for me, yesterday was a hard day for me, and I woke up today and I kept hearing about this app, and I was like, let me download it. For those of you who don't know me or might come across this, I do have a podcast. It's called Sipworthy Podcast. And it's a podcast with my friends where we really like sit around the table and talk about our truths and dive into like different topics and subjects. But I really wanted this particular kind of relay for me and for any people that just want to listen to kind of more of me. I can use it as like my daily, I guess, diary in a sense. I wake up in the morning and I'll just start talking to my phone. And every morning I'll just start it off like this. And these episodes won't be long. I'd say 10 to 15 minutes to the max, because I'm getting up in the morning. walking you through what's happening to me in the morning, what I got on, what I'm wearing, getting in the car, what my song is for the day. And then I'll wrap it at the end with kind of my personal thoughts, and hopefully it'll come out often. I'm not gonna say every day. I probably won't even say weekly, because this is my actual life. I think that's what I like about this program, is since it's so immediate and it's so on the go, you don't have to be sitting in a studio to record. You can literally be anywhere recording your particular podcast. Anywhere. You can be anywhere. And I think that is the awesome part. It's just like talking on the phone, like having a phone conversation with somebody. So definitely look into this app for sure. But back to kind of what I was talking about earlier. I think for me yesterday, it was really about facing the fact that I'm so afraid to be... Notice the long pause. I'm so afraid to... At this point in my life, I've done so much digging and so much discovering about myself and what I want to do. And I mean, I turn freaking 29 on Sunday. That 30's right around the block. And I think all of us have these expectations of where we're supposed to be when we turn 30. And I know for myself, I have this place where I'm supposed to be when I turn 30. And for me, although I've accomplished so much, there's still so much that I want to do. And with all these different things that I've learned about myself and all of these different things that I've removed or uncovered or really put forth a lot of effort into, like taking the baggage away or opening up the baggage and looking into it, with all these different things that I've done and went through, like, these past 2-3 years, like, it's really had me looking at how I've lived my life thus far. And honestly, I think what's bothering me the most is the way that I've gotten where I am, the way that I feel like I've gained success and notoriety in my own life. I mean, I don't have thousands and thousands of people looking at me, but I don't really think that that's notoriety, our success, our fame. I think that we build fame ourselves. You're famous because you feel as though you're famous. Fame is not necessarily followers or anything else. It's literally like a facade. And a facade is the wrong word, because that's imaginary, but it's literally like something that you have to put into your brain and make a thing before it becomes anything else to anybody. Because people love that confidence thing. And I think for me, going back to what I was kind of saying, I personally feel as though I'm ready to do things differently and watch the outcome, especially at 29. Do y'all have like midlife crises? I'm about to be 30, man. And I want to do life differently. I want to live it like I don't got tomorrow. And for the majority of my life, I've been planning and organizing and trying to figure this out and trying to figure that out. And clearly, it's worked for me, but it's not working anymore. And I just want more from life. And I think that's what I'm going to leave y'all with today. Face by Brockhampton. What I get from that, as I said, is it's time for me to face the things that I'm most afraid of. It's time for me to step out and become different. And I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what the difference is going to be. But that's the exciting part about it. And I know I talked in like 10,000 circles. And I don't necessarily think this is going to get any better. Because this is literally an outlet for just me personally. You want my professionalness? Go on over to Sipworthy Podcast and listen to that. But this is raw. This is me. This is Sir Rock. And I'm out, y'all. Have a good day.